Happy Sunday and welcome to another amazing edition of Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, establishing effective communication through spiritual growth. My name is Gerald Riley, and unfortunately, my sweet thing, my sugar, my rib, my baby, Katasha Riley, cannot be with me today because you know where she at, Columbus and surrounding areas. She's at the Overflow Salon and Barbershop, holding it down for Team Riley. Hey, listen. We are broadcasting from Columbus, Georgia, all the way to Eufaula, Alabama, and surrounding areas. Hey, our special guest for today, I'm going to go ahead and jump into it. Our special guest for today is a young man named Mr. Whitaker. Say hello, Mr. Whitaker, for our listening audience, please.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Outstanding. And today's Sunday conversation is entitled Salute to Pop Barnes. I'm going to say that again. Salute to Pop Barnes. I had the unique, Pop Barnes and I had a common friend named Corey. Mm-hmm. And Pop Barnes was a nurse. One of my best friends, Corey, he was a nurse as well. Pop Barnes served like I served as well. And I had the opportunity to meet as well as talk to Pop Barnes on several occasions. Mm-hmm. Remember, he used to be at Walmart on Benavista Road, mm-hmm. shaking hands and all that other stuff. And so this show is absolutely near and dear to my heart because not only do I miss the guy, he was just a great American. He served on the city council, did an amazing job for the city council. And so like the church say, I thank it not robbery for us to kind of like have a barbecue, so to speak, in his name. Amen. All right, Mr. Whitaker, we're gonna go ahead and jump on into it. Are you a veteran, Mr. Whitaker?
Yes, I am.
Okay, mm-hmm. Then. You went to Desert Storm?
Desert Storm,
okay, yeah. Where you at over there?
I was in Dahran.
Dahran?
Yeah.
Okay, then. I was in Dahran. I stayed in King Fahd Hotel.
We were not far from there.
Okay, I used to make a run from Dahran to Riyadh on a weekend called some kind of Thunderbird Express. Yeah. I was a mechanic. I run parts on the weekend.
Yep.
But Dahran was nice.
Yeah.
It
had its ups and downs.
Yeah, I was downrange at Baskin Robinson in the Humvee. But look, that's neither here nor there. We got a show.
Yes.
Salute to Pop Barnes.
Yes.
All right. Who was Pop Barnes?
Who was Pop Barnes to us? Pop Barnes, we met him our first year that we had our cookout. He provided a platform for us because he was the kind of guy in the know, and he actually joined he was part of our organization. What he did, he just kind of gave us some elevation. He gave us some insight. He gave us an understanding. But also with Pop, because he served his community, and that inspired us as well. We know he served on city council, but there were just a lot of more things that Pop was doing behind the scene. As a city councilman, he would be very engaged with his constituents. He would go out into public places, but also he was just very close. People had his personal phone number. And so if you had issues or difficulties, you could pretty much reach Pop. And so he just came a inspiration for us. And unfortunately, in his passing, right, we thought maybe as a tribute to Pop that we would, this year would be the first time we would call it Tri-City Veterans Columbus, the Pop Barnes annual inaugural Pop Barnes cookout. So that's
man, I love it. Who doesn't love a good barbecue, man?
Yes, sir.
Who doesn't love a good barbecue? Mm-hmm. So now, what is the name of your organization?
Tri-City Veterans of Columbus.
Tri-City Veterans of Columbus. Now, how long have you guys been in existence?
This will be our fourth year.
Are you the founding president or are you a founding member?
One of the founding members. Yes.
Oh, awesome. Now, mm-hmm. What was the creative idea behind, because you know we have VFW, we have the Veterans Association, we have a lot of things dealing with veterans, so mm-hmm. why this
one? The catalyst, if you think about it, you know, we get a group of veterans to get together, we should start brainstorming.
Yeah.
And what we saw pretty much, especially around Veterans Day, that a lot of local restaurants, they open up for veterans.
Yeah.
But we saw for the most part, and we have experienced it, the long lines. And we're not downing what these restaurants do for veterans, but we saw the long lines and said, why not have veterans serve other veterans? So that idea just kind of came into being, and you know how it's just start steamrolling. And so we were able to come together and formulate and being able to serve our veterans with a cookout and free food, free refreshments, and also having access to information as well.
Outstanding. So now, do you have a flyer?
I got one outside.
No, we're good. I have a flyer on my phone.
I can
get
you.
Let's talk about the location. Let's talk about the time and what's on the menu.
Well, the last 3 years, we've had it at Flat Rock Park, the last 3 years. And we just thought it was a good time for a change of venue. So this year will be our first time at Cascade Hills Park, which is located at 727 54th Street, Columbus, Georgia. And the event will be November 7th at 2025. It'll be 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Outstanding. Now, who's doing the cooking? I need to know who on the grill. One of my buddies. Okay, I need to look at his shoes because, you know, if you know how to cook barbecue, your shoes are not clean. You know, the Air Force Ones be kind of.
Oh, come on, yeah.
That way I know you're the man on the grill.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now, so what are we having? Is it just chicken, ribs?
Oh, we're going to have ribs. We're going to have chicken. We're going to have hamburgers. We're going to have hot dogs. We're going to have brats, corn. We're going to have baked beans, mac and cheese, desserts, some snacks. We're going to have a little bit of everything out there.
We're going to have a good time, man.
Yes.
We're going to have a good time.
Yes.
Outstanding. Now, is this event open to the public?
No, sir. It's not open to the public. It's open to veterans, their spouses, and first responders. Police, fire,
EMS,
those who are basically that are serving in our communities. We want to kind of serve them, you know, other than the public at large.
Okay, my daughter's an EMS. Shout out my beautiful daughter Ashley Hines Threat. Shout out my beautiful daughter EMS. Lead the way, hoorah! All right, then let's talk about no alcohol, correct? No alcohol. So don't bring any. Don't worry about it. Because we're going to have refreshments there.
Yeah, we're going to have refreshments. Okay. But understand, at our heart, we are a faith-based initiative.
Okay, so, I love that. Okay,
yes,
I
sir.
Love that.
So that is one of our core tenets. And so we don't necessarily advocate that at our events.
Okay, so no alcohol. Okay, should I bring my lawn chair and tent?
Bring your lawn chair. Bring whatever you got, you know, to come out.
Okay, so bring my lawn chair intent. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, you say you're faith-based, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I love that. I love that. Do you have any church affiliation?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then what's your church affiliation?
It's called Living Free Now Church.
Okay. Let's give them a shout out then, you know.
Yes.
Hey, let's give them a shout out. All right. Pastor,
Benjamin,
overseer.
I'm the associate pastor.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Shout yourself out then.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. Now, because you are a veteran, what does it mean for you to be a Christian veteran?
What I think, after having lived a life somewhat away from Christ during my service, what I do have, I think I have a perspective in just trying to deal with some of the issues that veterans face. Not having a Christian perspective and a Christian thought and idea behind it, right? And maybe we can help address some of the problems that veterans deal with. So I guess my viewpoints has changed, my worldview has changed so much on so many topics and subjects. And I guess we can bring, a better perspective and insight and understanding of the challenges sometimes many veterans face in service, but those who are in service, but those who have gotten out of service, some of the unique challenges veterans face. So we can kind of, it's located 727 54th Street, Columbus, Georgia, 31904. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 a.m.
And we recommend that you do not bring alcohol.
Yes, sir.
Because refreshments will be served on site.
Mm-hmm.
Bring a tent. It might be hot. So let's bring a tent. Now, are there any type activities going to be going on there?
Yes, for the most part, in Catskill Hills Park, we have stuff for the kids. They have like swing sets and all the other stuff. We do have some giveaways as well that we'll be giving away. We do have some entertainment as well that we'll be having at
there. So we're going to have live entertainment, like musical guests and things like that?
Right now we have scheduled, hopefully, some musical guests.
Outstanding, outstanding. Mm-hmm. Now, are there going to be any vendors there maybe selling?
Yes. No, we're not going to have anybody in there selling anything, but we will have vendors there to support and help veterans and first responders.
Okay, like Department of Veteran Affairs,
Veterans like Administration, just different organizations that are in the community to provide services for veterans and first responders. Yes,
outstanding. Sound like to me. Are you looking forward to going?
Yes, very excited. Like I said, this is something that we birthed almost 4 years ago, and we've seen it the past 3 years come to fruition, and we can see how it can have a level of impact on our community just by doing just small things, and small things can grow into bigger and better things, hopefully for our community and our city.
Outstanding. Now, Mr. Whitaker, is there any type way where Columbus is an amazing city with amazing people, and personally, I just love living here. Mm-hmm. Is there any type way that somebody can donate or sponsor this event?
Yes, it's actually on the sheet we gave you. There is where you can use Cash App to be able to donate to us if you see it on the flyer.
Okay, Cash App to donate on the flyer?
Yes, it should be on
the flyer. Okay, let's look. Let me see. What is the Cash App? Oh, that's just the barcode.
Yeah.
Okay, then. But is there a point of contact number or anything like that?
There's
Okay, I see it.
Willie Lawrence number
on
there.
Willie Lawrence at 706-393-5168. That's a point of contact.
Yes.
So if you want to donate funds.
Yes.
Now, what about volunteer? Can you volunteer for the
event? If you want to volunteer, please come out. We need volunteers.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, so we need volunteers. So, again, contact Mr. Willie Lawrence at 706-393-5168. So if you want to volunteer or if you want to sponsor this event, it's called Pop Barnes Veterans Day Cookout, and it's sponsored by the Tri-City Veterans of Columbus, and it's Friday, November 7th at Cascade Hills Church at 727 54th Street, Columbus, Georgia, 31904, and it's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., so do not be late, because it's sponsored by military, so listen, if you're on time, you're late. And you already know we're going to shut it off at 2 o'clock. So come on out, have a good time, and everything else. Now, Mr. Willie, because you are a veteran, are you a disabled veteran as well?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How was your transition from the military into the civilian sector?
Very challenging. Yeah, and also, it's very challenging because you kind of go from a somewhat ordered place like the military where you have to be there, here and there, and that transition from military and civilian life, I think many veterans go through, it's a disruption because now the buddies that you had, the relationship that you had, they're not the same. And so some go through a smooth transitions, but we find that many veterans go through quite a lot of hardship when it comes down to leaving the military.
Outstanding. Now, Mr. Will, is there anything that maybe you want to cover or talk about that we didn't get into?
I think we covered a majority of the issues. I just want to just kind of relate to veterans that we're out here. We know there are veterans out here that are struggling.
Yes.
We know, unfortunately, that there's a high suicide rate for veterans. And so we want to be able to help you and support you in meeting your needs in some way, fashion, or form. You serve your nation. You serve your country. And so we want to be able to somehow serve you in the capacity that we can to get you the necessary help that you need. And so that is one of the unique things about our organization, veterans serving veterans and meeting their needs the best way possible.
Now, since you opened the door, Mr. Whitaker, what other type programs do you have as far as Tri-City Veterans of Columbus? Veterans serving veterans, man, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. I personally wish we can have veterans at every school, just walking the halls, mentoring, just pouring into these young people, just seeing what's going on. And for me, that's kind of like a level of safety as well, because you have people who literally put their life on the line for the service of others. But that's neither here nor there. That's another conversation mm-hmm. for another time, but what other programs does Tri-City Veterans of Columbus offer?
What we do as an organization, right, because we partner with other organizations, what we can perceive as already boots on the ground. They're already established. They already have funding for the most part. And so we don't have to do a lot of the heavy lifting. If there's an issue or a topic or a subject or situation that you're dealing with, we have the rhyme and reason to point you to them. So that alleviates us from, like I said, once again, doing the heavy lifting. So, like I said, we just partner with and unite with other organizations that are already established in our communities.
Outstanding. So how can someone join your organization?
That contact number right there.
Okay. So they can join the Tri-City Veterans of Columbus?
You can join the Tri-City Veterans of Columbus.
So can I be Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard?
Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, whatever. You can be part of Tri-City Veterans.
Yes. That is outstanding. I love that. Now let's go ahead and drill down again. When is the date for this Pop Barnes Veterans Day cookout?
It's Friday, November 7th, 2025 at 727 54th Street, Columbus, Georgia, 31904, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come on out. If you're veterans, bring your families out. You know, it's free food. It's relaxation and information. You know, so if you having some issues or you just want to come and see other veterans, just come on out and shoot the breeze like y'all have done in the past. And we just want to just kind of lift you up and hopefully inspire you, you know, and meeting some of these challenges in your life.
You know, as a veteran, it's crazy because most of the time I find out the new information in the system from another veteran. Mm-hmm. And as so happened, I was reading today about the pay raise for 2026. Did you know that we were going to have a 2.7% pay raise for 2026?
Actually, I didn't.
Yes, 2.7%. Yes, awesome. It was 2.6 last year, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so it's 2.7 this year. So veterans, you really need to come out and talk to other veterans. Other veterans have a lot of information that maybe you don't know, or maybe you have information that other veterans don't know. Either way, come on out. Let's support one another. Let's have a good time. It's for a great cause. Tell us a little bit about Pop Barnes.
Pop Barnes, like I said, we met him our first year. He was just a fire plug. Here you have a man. He was just, and the family knows it, his family, he was just going through some stages of cancer. And here this man came out and said, he basically said, whatever y'all need, just let me know. And he was willing to come out of his pocket. He said, whatever I got to do to support y'all, because I like what you're trying to do. And Pop has just been involved in so many things, especially when it surrounds veterans. If a lot of it didn't know, he had a program, I think it was came on once a week. But also he had Facebook. He was just doing a lot of things behind the scene that people really don't know about. And he really loved helping and supporting veterans. So we just want to kind of say, with putting his name on there, we appreciate what he's done. We had the opportunity to meet the family and just thankful what he's done, you know, for the military, but also for his community and also for our organization.
Yeah, you know, thank you again, Ms. Whitaker. Come on out. You know, it is a great event for a great man. Let's come out. Let's support and honor Pop Barnes. Now, in closing, Mr. Willie, is there anything that you would like to say to close us out?
I would just like to thank you guys for allowing us to come on.
Yes, sir.
This platform. We're just kind of looking for individuals that are willing, ready, and able to come alongside us and promote this and be able to touch veterans. And I thank all veterans, first responders, all the Joes are out there on the street right now. Boots on the ground, serving in our community right now. Well, we want to just say we appreciate what you're doing. And if you're able to come out, we just want to show a little appreciation by just coming out and just giving maybe a plate of food and just maybe just a great thank you. So we thank each and every one of y'all for what you're doing. And our veterans and also our spouses. We thank y'all for some of the stuff y'all had to put up with us while we're deployed or just in our military service. We want to thank y'all one and all also.
You know, I tell my wife, Ms. Willick, I say, you know what? You didn't serve one day. You didn't lay on the cold ground in Germany, you weren't in the sand in Iraq and Saudi Arabia. You didn't put one hour older in. And she said, but I put up with you. And I said, well, that's fair. I say that's fair because we can't do what we do as veterans unless we have the spouses to support us, to take care of the kids and the home while we out fighting or deployed. And so shouts out to all the all the dependent women and kids out there while we was out there protecting this country, man. Y'all were boots on the ground here, and we could come home to a safe environment and safe place. So I'd like to thank you all so very much. Now, in closing, Mr. Whitaker, we do something called the Marriage Minute. And the Marriage Minute is dedicated to the marriage company. It's something my wife and I do. And we talk about relationship, whether it's relationship with you and God, you and your kids, you and your spouse, you and your friend, you and a coworker. It doesn't matter. But give us a minute worth of relationship advice. It doesn't matter.
I would say the Bible just kind of really declares, and this is something that I had to get really true and close to my heart, not having necessarily a relationship with Christ. It's called husbands to love their wives as Christ has loved the church. And so we have to kind of find that happy medium a lot of times with the day-to-day activities that we go through, right? Spending time in the presence of God. And that way you are able to meet some of these challenges head on in life. I think this is an overall perspective and viewpoint in relationships with our spouses, but also relationships in general. Putting Christ as the head allows us to meet and conquer some of the battles and some of the issues and circumstances from our day-to-day life. I think keep Christ on the throne of your heart, keep him in front of your face, and that way, whatever endeavor that you're in, you can meet that challenge head on.
Man, I love it. I absolutely love it. Hey, this has been Gerald Riley with Sunday Conversation with the Rileys and Mr. Whitaker. Peace out.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.